Doctor Who, The Sahul Continuum, written by Darren Jordan, starring Matthew Kapelke as the Doctor and Kane Major as Guy Anwar. Part 3.
Somehow, this entire land has somehow become sentient. The earth beneath us, the trees and rocks around, they are all part of an intelligent thinking mind. The landscape is alive, Marcus. Everything you can see is part of its complex structure.
Even the time device?
Oh yes, especially the time device. It knows we want to stop it.
What do you think it will do next?
I'd have thought that was obvious. This whole land is alive, and I'm very much afraid that it wants us dead.
I'm sure they went in this direction.
Then they must have doubled back again. They can't have gone this far in such a short space of time.
Oh, I guess you're right. I suppose we should head back to where we started from and begin searching again.
Maybe we should just try to find this time disturbance thing instead.
I suppose that is where the Doctor would be making for, so it amounts to the same thing. No matter what we're looking for, though, it won't make our search any easier. The Doctor has the tracking device. Without that, all we can do is wander around and look for a sign of their tracks.
I guess that's true. Well, back this way then?
Well, let's just rest for a minute. We can't afford to go racing off every which way, exhausting ourselves. We don't know what we'll have to face when we find this disturbance, so it's probably best that we aren't too out of breath when we get there.
I won't disagree with that. I feel like my feet are going to fall off. I'm not used to all this rushing about. That didn't sound too far off.
Our signal to get moving, I guess. We'll backtrack our steps and try to find some trace of the Doctor.
I only hope we do, and soon. I don't fancy staying here for much longer. I'm sure it wouldn't take long to end up as a dinosaur's dinner.
Oh, it won't come to that, I'm sure. Come on.
What strange creatures you are. So small.
Yet we threaten you.
Threaten? No, you are no threat. I have followed your movements across my body from the moment you appeared here. You are only here, now, at my centre, because I have it allowed up to be so. You are only allowed to be here because you pose no threat.
You underestimate us, and overestimate yourself.
From the rustling of the leaves to the rumblings of the rocks, my voice comes from everything that is, for I am everything. I am Sahul.
Sahul?
I am the land. I am everything.
But you're not us. The creatures who walk across your surface are their own beings. We are free from your influence.
You interest me, you creatures. You are so small, walking upon my body, barely noticeable to me, so tiny you are.
Except here. You've noticed us here. This place is special, isn't it? Otherwise, why would you have started talking to us now?
This is my center, the place where I was born.
Its voice comes from all around? How can this be? How can a land think and talk?
Oh, it's not unheard of. Computers, silicon chips and all that. A little more than special rocks fitted together in a particular way. Natural formations have given rise to similar things in the past. And in the future, for that matter. In fact, a good friend of mine is a small red planet by the name of Nigel. Life takes many forms in the greatest scheme of things. But I fear in this case the process was shaped somewhat by the time device embedded in the ground over there.
I see, perhaps. However, what is a computer?
It was an experiment from the future, an experiment in time manipulation. There was an accident. The machine tumbled back through time, out of control. My first memory is of fire and pain, energy raging through me, shaping my mind.
A great unleashing of chronal energy, evolving the land itself into a single thinking entity. But you speak of the future as though you yourself have been in it, Sahul. How is this possible?
All things are known to me. I see all of what was and what will be.
Your mind is linked to the time device, and the time device is still activated. So, you deliberately created the time storm?
I created no storm.
Well, who brought us here then, if it was not you?
I brought no creatures here.
But you did something, didn't you? You used your link with the time device to do something.
I can see all things, what was and what will be. I have seen my own birth and what caused it.
and you've seen your death.
Yes. An explosion from the sky. Fire raining down upon the earth. A hail of destruction that will shatter my body and destroy my mind.
The disaster that destroyed the dinosaurs. A key event in the history of this planet.
No longer.
What do you mean?
There will be no explosion. I will not die.
What have you done?
A simple matter. I use the energies at my disposal to change the flow of what will be. Today is the day that I will have died, but now I will live. I will live forever. There will be no end to my life.
Sahul, listen to me. What you're doing is altering the fabric of reality itself. Changing history on such a vast scale has unleashed a time storm, a great roaring sea of energy. It's why we're here, why all these travelers have appeared here. You must reverse this damage. The consequences, if you don't, will be catastrophic.
If I undo what I have done, then a fireball from above will collide with my body and destroy me in a sea of heat and destruction.
If you don't undo what you've done, you may very well cease to exist anyway, taking everything else with you.
At least that way I have a chance to live. Your way, I have no chance at all.
Might there not be a third option, Doctor? One so mutually beneficial that all may leave this battleground in peace?
I'm afraid not. The destruction of this prehistoric continent, the death of the dinosaurs, all this is a part of established history. It has to happen. If it doesn't, then history itself will unravel.
Then history will unravel. I will not be destroyed.
But you've seen the future, Sahul. You know that that is your fate. You know what comes after you. Your time, your life, as with all things, has its end. It's unfortunate, but surely you can see the importance of it, your role in the greater scheme of life and history.
No, I cannot. I have looked, as you say, throughout history. I have seen my place, my life, my role, and all that went before and all that will come after. But I did not find solace in my place, did not see greatness in the cycle of life and death that I witnessed. I was born of chaos and accident, and destined to die in chaos and destruction. It is meaningless, as is all that follows. An endless history of chaos and destruction. I could make a better world. I, Sahul, can be a better world.
It's not our place to change the patterns of fate. What you've done here just can't be. You'd only create further chaos and destruction through your actions. Time must be allowed to follow its proper course, whatever the cost.
And if it does not, what if Sahul changes this moment in history?
The stress upon the space-time continuum would quite possibly bring about the end of everything.
We shall see.
There they are. Doctor!
Don't come any closer. Both of you just stay where you are.
What is it? Some sort of prehistoric quicksand?
No, it is I.
Its name is Sahul. The very land around us has come alive. It's a sentient mind harnessed to a malfunctioning time travel device.
Is this what caused the time storm?
It seems I am.
And that's the source, that lump of twisted machinery over there?
It is, but it's full of unstable coronal energy. We should all stay as far away from it as possible.
As far away as possible?
Yes. One loose boulder onto that lot, and all the coronal energy will be unleashed, which is what I think we should stay away from. Do you understand me, Guy?
I understand perfectly.
I'm glad you agree, little creature.
I'll just keep staying away then. Should I keep staying away on the count of three then, Doctor?
Yes, on the count of three.
One.
What are you?
Two.
I think I see.
Three!
We are free!
You've hurt it, Guy, but we haven't defeated it yet. If we had, then Marcus and Sebastian here would have vanished. Mind the energy bursts, people. That's coronal energy. We should try to avoid its temporal displacement effects.
Tell me about it.
What strange creatures you are. So small.
Yet we threaten you.
Threaten? No, you are no threat. I have followed your movements across my body from the moment you appeared here. You are only here, now, at my centre, because I have allowed it to be so. You are only allowed to be here because you pose no threat.
You underestimate us and overestimate yourself.
What just happened? A moment of the recent past replayed. Time was wound backwards, then forward again. A result of the energies unleashed from the time engine.
We have to stop this. How do we stop this?
The time engine. We have to destroy it utterly.
No! I'm not allowed to!
Charmed, I'm sure. I'm Natasha X. But I'm sure you would have recognised me already. Don't be shy now. You know, Natasha X, feared warrior of the future, armed with her time belt and the mystic space sword, battling the forces of evil and making the multiverse safe for men, women, children and very little animals.
Well, if you say so.
Come on now, you're just being coy about asking for my autograph.
Sahul has lost control of the time device. Unless we release all the coronal energy now, time itself will unravel. We have to destroy the time engine completely.
You can't! I won't hurt you!
What manner of fool are you, casting stones about the place?
Hello. Sorry about that. I didn't think there was anybody else about the place.
You speak in a strange tongue, good sir. But never mind that. Regardless of your assumptions, you should with more care treat your effects.
What can I say? The thing was either malfunctioning or else it's of no use to me if it was working properly. This is getting out of hand.
I will destroy you all!
Ah, a rare occurrence. The best way to describe it would be to call it a time storm.
Is that bad?
Unbelievably so.
Stop it!
That, my dear Marcus, is what is known as a dinosaur. One of the great collection of gigantic lizard-like animals who died out many millions of years before we were even born.
Ah, well, if it's not the devil, then it poses no danger.
To the contrary, I believe it wants to eat us for dinner. Come on, run! My head, it's hurting my head!
Make it stop!
Doctor, are we almost through it? I really don't know how much more of this I can take.
I think the TARDIS would concur, Guy. The old girl hasn't had to face anything as bad as this in quite a while.
I can't! Interesting. Minor variations in our speech patterns. Things must really be getting nasty if we're falling into alternate histories. This has to be stopped before they change further.
Everything is falling apart!
Time and reality are breaking down. We have to destroy the rest of the time engine now!
I won't let you! I won't die! I don't want to die!
I'm not even travelling in time. Well, not in the sense you'd mean. It's just cause and effect, Guy. Fate takes me to where I have to go because that's the way I've shaped the flow of fate. Oh, but I have some fun in store for you and the Doctor.
I don't count on it. We're not manipulated as easily as that.
You are. You just don't realize it yet.
I can't! My head! Marcus, can you hear me?
I can.
You're the closest. It has to be you. Pick up that boulder and smash the machine.
I know not if I can.
You must.
I will not be destroyed.
I can hardly move.
The time storm's tearing reality itself apart. If you don't release the energy now, everything will be destroyed.
No, I won't let you.
I think I can.
No!
I'm sorry, Sahul. This is the way it has to be.
No! No!
I made it! Do it, Marcus! Do it now!
You have destroyed me.
It's over.
Doctor, I think I'm...
At last. He's returning to his own time. The time storm's been shut down at its source, so all the displaced time travellers should return to their own time zones now. Or at least find their time travel devices working and be able to leave this place.
I too am fading. Goodbye, Doctor. Goodbye, Guy.
Goodbye, Marcus. Thank you.
Back to the TARDIS.
You will never make it.
Oh, no.
What? What is it?
The fate that Sahul was trying to avert. A rain of fire that'll spell the doom of both it and the reign of the dinosaurs.
You mean?
Yes. Any moment now, there'll be an almighty antimatter explosion. And we're standing at ground zero.
Well, let's go then.
No, I won't let you leave. You have doomed me, little creatures. Now we'll all die together.
But you want to stop us?
Don't stop running, Guy. Just do not stop running.
If I must die, then at least I will not die alone.
There it is, up ahead.
The TARDIS.
Quickly, inside.
No!
Thank goodness! I didn't think we'd make it in time.
Oh no!
What is it?
The time storm energy has dissipated, so it can't keep the TARDIS here anymore. But the damage she suffered in getting here was too much. I need to enact a few repairs before we can dematerialize.
So what's the problem?
I won't be able to make them in time. I'm afraid we're trapped.
But we're safe from the TARDIS, right? I mean, even if the world outside is being destroyed, we'll be protected in here until you make the repairs and can dematerialize, right?
Ordinarily, that might be true, but the TARDIS's defenses have been weakened along with the rest of her drive systems. That's part of what I need to repair.
Then there's nothing we can do.
The bombardment should occur any second now. I suppose at least we'll be dying in one of the most famous explosions of human history.
The collision that wiped out the dinosaurs.
And the resulting explosion will destroy you, me, and the TARDIS. In some ways, it's almost fitting.
You have made it to your time craft. But you will not escape. You have lingered too long, little creatures. Now you will share my fate. Look, the sky begins to split. The heavens boil. It is the end. My end. The end of all things.
Wait, I know a way out. I forgot I still had this. Sebastian and I thought of it earlier. We're going to be all right, Doctor. I just have to...
Guy, what are you doing?
This is part of Sebastian's device. It should open a portal to another universe. I've hooked it into the TARDIS's drive system. It should take us straight into...
No, Guy, wait, stop! You have to disconnect it!
Why? What do you mean? I thought...
It never ceases to amaze me just how short-sighted you and your lot are. I can't wait to see the look on your face when you realize you helped me and delivered the Doctor right into my hands.
When did I do that?
Not yet, obviously. In good time, though.
No chance. That's not my kind of gig, I'm afraid.
But you will. You're destined to help me in my plans. I foresaw that months ago. You just don't realize it yet.
I do not know what became of the Doctor after that, or his companion Guy, or even my friend Sebastian, not to mention all the other strange travelers that had ended up in that long ago place. After fading away from that land of yesterday, I awoke once more in my own time. The Battle Lord who had sought my advice on the future, who had set my strange journey in motion, had decided that my disappearance meant that his plans to attack his enemy in 2 days' time was an ill-fated scheme. Rather than forgetting the whole idea, he had opted instead to attack that very day. His forces were not ready, and he himself was ill-prepared for battle, still shaken from witnessing my disappearance, what he had thought was an act of the devil himself. He and his men were all slaughtered in their attack, easily outnumbered and outmaneuvered. It was a meaningless death, but for some reason, it caused a legend to grow about me. People talked of the great seer who had summoned the devil to warn the Lord of his approaching death, but that he had ignored the warning and died anyway. Soon more people were coming to my door to hear my talk of past and future. Even more amazing is that now I can predict things with a much greater accuracy than before. For when I awoke in my own time, I found I had brought something with me from the past. The boulder I had used to smash the time engine of Sahul. I was still holding it clutched to my chest. Since then, I have put it onto a stand, and in the darkest hours of the night, I listen to its whispers, and it tells me of the past and the future.
I am alive.
With the knowledge of the stone, both past and future are an open book to me. I am considered the greatest seer in the land. But still, I have never asked it about what happened to Sebastian, or the Doctor and Guy. I'd like to think that they are safe and happy, but somehow, something tells me not to ask. Somehow, something tells me that no matter how terrible our deal in the past was, whatever the future holds for the Doctor and Guy, their darkest times were just approaching. Better not to think about it. Better not to know, to pretend happy endings, to convince myself, delude myself, that everything worked out all right. But at night, I listen to the whispers of the stone, and I know that the worst truly is yet to come.
In the Sahul Continuum Part 3, the Doctor was played by Matthew Kapelke, Guy Anwar Kane Major, Marcus Moyer, David Hutchinson, Sebastian James, Vitold Tietze, Sahul, Susanna Tiller, Natasha X, Kelly Holland, and The Watcher by Bill Billingsley. The Sahul Continuum was written by Darren Jordan, the production secretary was David Hutchinson, the script editor was Vitold Tietze, the title theme was by Ron Grainer and the London Theatre Orchestra, incidental music was by Chris Naylor, and post-production was by Gareth Preston. The Sahul Continuum was produced by Matthew Kapelke and directed by Vitold Tietze. Copyright 2001, BTR Productions. No attempt has been made to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who, which remains property of the British Broadcasting Corporation.